Well, praise God. Amen. We need to put some wood on the fire while it's burning. Amen. They go out if you don't put wood on it. Amen. Thank God when the fires are burning, thank God, throw the wood on it.
Amen.
Amen. You boys throw the wood on it, thank God. Amen. Somebody throw the wood on it. I don't like it. It's cold in here this morning a little bit and the temperature, but it feels better tonight. But boy, it didn't hurt me when I got good spiritual help, amen, from God this morning. Amen. Need the wood, thank God. He said, thank God where no wood is, the fire goeth out. Amen. I remember preaching that one time down at New Hope Baptist Church back in 1991, I think it was. He was holding a little meeting down there, asked me to come down there and preach. Went down there and preached on keep the fire burning. Amen. You got to get the wood on the fire. That's the night they was having that meeting. They called me down there at the meeting. Brother Maurice, they give him a kidney that night. Now I was preaching a meeting down there, and they said they go. And they taken to Winston-Salem. Me and my wife left the meeting and went up there. And God blessed him with a kidney. Amen. Boy, it's been good days. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. I'm telling you what, the Lord made us like we are. Amen. Amen. He didn't sin for us. Thank God he died for sin. But I'll tell you this, brother. Thank God he knew we was going to sin. Amen. That's why he's a lamb slain before the world began. Brother, he knew all of us was going to sin. But he died, thank God, for us. But he was, in the eyes of God, already a sacrifice. This is a sacrificial system God set up. If you look through the scripture, it's always been by a sacrificial system. He set it up, amen, before the world began. If he was a lamb slain, amen, he sacrificed his own son. He sacrificed his own life for sin once. And it is a sacrificial system. That's just the way God set this thing up. Amen. Jesus died once. In the Old Testament, every animal that was ever sacrificed, amen, was for an atonement, for an offering, for sin. And I'm glad tonight, thank God, that we don't have to do that. I'm glad I didn't have to bring, thank God, an animal into a place tonight and sacrifice and put the blood, thank God, on the altar. I'm glad the blood, thank God, is on the altar of God tonight. Amen. That's a saving grace. It's a saving blood. Amen. It never will lose its power. The blood, thank God, is the way to God tonight. Amen. The blood of Christ, may I say that, having died for us. Amen. The shed blood was for the remission of sin. That's the only way you can have forgiveness tonight is, thank God, through him. Brethren, look in Hebrews tonight. That's just a little thought tonight. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 9, I believe it is. Hebrews chapter 9, if you look with me there. In that text tonight, amen, Hebrews 9, amen. Thank God, I'm glad tonight, amen. I got my mic on looking for it, amen. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 28, amen. Hebrews 9, verse 28, he said, so Christ was once offered to bear the sin of many. Amen, he's not going to offer nothing else. He's already offered himself. Brother, and a lot of people say he's offering this. You know, he's already offered it. Thank God, if you ever see that, it's already been done. He don't have to do nothing else. Amen. Thank God he sent it back to heaven on thank God and sent it at the right hand of the throne of God. He said he once offered to bear the sins. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. That'd be deliverance time then, thank God, of them that's been saved. Amen. Thank God the blood of the Lamb. He said in verse number 12, he said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having attained what? Eternal redemption for us. Amen. I believe Paul wrote Hebrews. I believe that. Don't really matter. The Holy Ghost inspired it. But brethren, he was talking about, thank God tonight, amen, that he obtained it. Amen. He attained eternal redemption for us through his blood. That was the price God accepts, and that's the price that God required, was the blood of the Lamb. You go through the whole scripture tonight. Amen. It's all always been the blood. Thank God. It's always, that's the atonement. That's the way God set it up. Amen. He wouldn't let fig leaves, amen, they put on my friend the past. He had to be animals killed and clothe them and put the clothes on them. Thank God the skins of them animals was what God used to clothe Adam and his wife. It was the way God set it up. Amen. It could not be done by the hands of man. It had to be done by God. Adam didn't clothe himself. And you didn't clothe yourself. Amazing to me tonight how people preach and teach the fact that you've got to do this or that to have a spirituality, amen, to be right with God, but you can't do nothing, amen, but present yourself as a sinner. Amen. God had to put the clothes on them, he said, and he clothed them in the book of Genesis, and it's always been like that. You ever look through that scripture? Amen. It's by the blood, thank God, the remission of sins through the blood. Verse 14 in that same chapter, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That blood, thank God, purged the conscience of man that was sinful and made him clean. Amen. And we have that tonight, thank God, the cleansing of the blood. Amen. Therefore, he said he even used that in the supper. Amen. He took that cup and said, this is my blood for the, thank God, for the remission of sin. Every time we took of the Lord's Supper, that cup, amen, was remembering what he did on Calvary to die for sin, shed his blood. It's still the blood tonight. Thank God they'll not die, friend. Amen. If somebody gets saved tonight, it'll be because, thank God, of Christ and his shed blood. If you come tonight to him, it's because of his blood tonight. It's not because how long you pray, what you pray. Thank God, it's about what's in your heart tonight. I thank God for prayer, but brother, it's more than prayer. It's something in the heart. The heart believeth unto righteousness, and therefore a man saved by whom he believes, and he's saved because God gave him the faith to believe it, because this is a record tonight that natural man would not believe. If you said, well, how's a man saved? Well, he's saved, thank God, to a man that died, but he didn't stay dead. He rose again, and that's amazing tonight, thank God, that he bodily resurrected, and he showed the wounds. He said, look at my hands and my feet. He even said, here's the piercing of the side. Amen. Thomas. And he showed it to him, friend. But what came from his hands and feet, the shed blood did. Amen. When they nailed him to the cross, he willingly laid down his life. Thank God that man could be saved. And not only could, but would be saved. Amen. Listen, he just didn't make it that I could be. He did it, made it that I would be. Amen. Thank God or not, I would not be if he had not wooded it. Amen. Thank God. He said, this is the way it is. Amen. Listen, you shall be saved. Amen. Not might be saved. Amen. Shall be saved. Amen. What's that mean? Well, brother, and I thought about my little Old Testimony this morning. Thank God, this morning when I got up and I thought, amen, I thought about this. I had no knowledge of God, wasn't seeking God, wasn't no interest in God. Amen. But the Holy Ghost, amen, made me interested. Amen. Through what? The word that was spoke to me. I got under conviction, but I was empty inside. I had no peace within. I could not find peace. I couldn't even find, thank God, how to be saved. Amen. But I'm telling you this, a man preached unto my heart, and the Spirit opened my eyes. He enlightened me. Can I say that? Amen. And he gave me light through the gospel, and he opened my eyes to the truth in Christ. And brethren, he immediately birthed me in the family of God, and gave me life, amen, save me from sin, save me from a life of sin, save me from the bondage of sin, save me from the penalty of sin, save me from the power of sin, amen. And listen, that's what the power does tonight. It's the power of the blood, amen. Who wrote it? Thank God, I don't know, but he said it right. There's power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb tonight, and there is power in the blood. I cannot explain tonight. I did not visibly see, but I've seen the results in your life. I did not see the blood come and wash you today. You knelt, but brethren, the visible results is it. And I don't see the wind, but there's results from it. Amen. That's right. I can't see it. I have never seen visibly the wind blow, but thank God I know the wind blowed, and I know, thank God, when I can see the results of it, and you can see those results tonight. Thank God. Have you ever thought about this? Amen. Jesus left the Holy Ghost. He sent the Holy Ghost. Thank God, and he lives in us tonight. And the church is important to him tonight. It is important. Listen, it's so important that he gave his blood for him. Amen. In Acts chapter number 20, he said that. Amen. He talked about that. Thank God. Acts 20 and 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseas to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Amen. Listen, this church is important to him. You're important to him tonight. Thank God,
the body that poured him tonight. It ain't how many we got tonight. It's being in his body tonight. Thank God, that's what he has in us. Thank God, he has this treasure in us. Thank God, you're saved tonight. You're important to him. If you're not saved, you are. Thank God, he gave himself that you could. Thank God, come tonight to him. But I'm telling you this, brother. Thank God, tonight he loves his church. He died for his church. Thank God, we are his family. And he loves us tonight. Thank God. Brother, listen. The body, my friend, is his body tonight. Amen. It's not just a body of people. It's a body of Christ. It's his body. We're important people tonight to him. Thank God, it ain't how many people we have here. It's thank God the blood washed crowd. Amen. Thank God for people God puts in here. But brother, the whole thing is if they're saved or not. Amen. The most important thing tonight is being saved. That's the most important thing. Thank God to know you're saved tonight. Thank God, friend, it'd be a good night to get saved. It'd be a good night to God save you. Amen. It'd be a good night God open your heart and open your eyes and you cry to him. Thank God from repentance that been wrought and faith given to you. Amen. But listen, thank God, he's already done everything. He died, my friend. He rose again. Amen. Listen, thank God tonight he offered himself once. Thank God, people say he's trying to get a hold of it. Brother, he ain't never tried to do nothing. Amen. He won't try to do nothing. He does it. Amen. He didn't try to put the sun up this morning. He didn't try, thank God, to hold the moon up. It's going to do it by the word of his power. Everything he says happens. He done it, thank God, he commanded. And it stood fast. He, thank God, spake and it was done. Amen. Listen, a lot of people say God's trying to get people to know he ain't. Thank God, he don't have to try. He does as he pleases. It might get their attention, but he didn't try to. He done it. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, praise God, you can count on him tonight. Thank God to be what he said he was. Amen. You can count on him. Thank God to do what he said he'd do. And he's already offered himself one time. And brother, he'll never have to offer himself again. It's already paid for. It's already done tonight. And brother, not thank God, it's already, thank God, in our heart because he put it there. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Amen. We, brother, we serve a great God tonight. I mean, a lot of people don't believe how great he is. But brethren, he's great tonight. He's great in his infinite mercy. He's great in his knowledge. He's great in his wisdom. He's great, thank God, in his grace. He's great tonight to his people. He's great in his sovereignty. He's great tonight, thank God, in giving us his own self. Amen. The great God of heaven took on flesh. Amen. That's what this time of year people talk about. But brother, thank God, over 2,000 years ago, amen, listen, thank God he came in this world and took on a robe of flesh like I got, but without sin. He had no sin. He was pure, undefiled, separate from sinners, amen, perfect tonight, amen. But I'm telling you, he loved us. He loves us. John said unto him, it loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. It's amazing. And tonight, thank God, how that God loves us. Amen. Tonight, knowing who we are and knowing what we're like. Amen. But he yet loved us. It's unconditional love. Thank God, it ain't based on a condition. It's based on this, who he is. He loves us tonight. Amen. If you ever find many people like that, thank God loves you just who you are. You got a good friend. Amen. That's right. Ain't many people love you, amen, for just who you are. Amen. They love you for what you do for them. They love you because you can help them. But, brother, they don't just love you for who you are. Amen. That's right. Brother, I'm telling you, it's amazing how a man falls in love with God when he gets saved. Thank God, Jesus is the most important person that he ever met in this life. He's the most important important person, thank God, that we are with, brother. I think about the amen. The best thing about being saved is having a relationship with the one we love. Amen. I'm telling you now, brother, it ain't just only escaping hell. Amen. It's knowing him. He said eternal life is in him. Amen. John 17, Jesus prayed that prayer, and this is what he said. He said over here, and this is life eternal. Amen. That they might know thee, the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He said, that's worse than tonight. Isn't that right tonight? What's greater than love? What's greater than knowing him who is love? What's greater tonight than knowing, amen, thank God you've been forgiven. Thank God you know him tonight, because, brethren, listen, thank God we love him. Why? Because he first loved us. He loved us before I loved him. Amen. Listen, friend, it wouldn't be hard for me to love him because he's perfect. Amen. Everything about him is good. Everything. But to love somebody that ain't perfect, and love somebody that ain't good, and love somebody that's sinful, that's against the nature of God, because he can't see it. He's holy and righteous, and amen, above all. But he loved us, Brother Keith. Thank God, as we were. Amen. He knew what he was getting when he got you. Amen. When you beat down, you feel like, amen, he don't love you, brother. And listen, thank God he does. Amen. Listen, he loves us, thank God, tonight because of his son. Amen, brother. And he loved us. Thank God, I'm telling you this tonight, whether you can get a hold of him or not, he loves me like he loves his own son tonight. That's amazing. Amen. Listen, he said, with the love are the thank God, the love that we had before the world began. In eternity past, when was that? Always has been. There never was a time God didn't exist. There never was a time, amen, listen, in eternity past, amen, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen, these three were one, and they was in, thank God, that oneness. And he said that they may be one as we are one. And brother and I, amen, if we could ever get that, thank God. He said, that'd be a bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Brother, how can you get any closer than that? I don't understand all that. That's deep. And I ain't got a full understanding, but I'll tell you that woman back there, he said that you become one flesh. Amen. We're one together. Amen. She's bone of my bone. Amen. Flesh of my flesh. That's what he said. And she shall be called woman. That's what Adam said. That's what God said. Amen. Because the woman was taken out of the man. And brother, that woman was brought to that man. They became one. Amen. She was taken from the man. Adam was made out of the dust of the ground. And God breathed his breath in him. He became a living soul. But thank God that oneness was there. Amen. The devil tried to get in between it. And brethren, listen. Thank God, God still had mercy on him. And he has mercy on us. And he's got mercy on the church family tonight. Thank God we're one body. We're not, brothers, many members, but one body. That's the way God set it up. Amen. He offered himself for that. He saved you for, get you out of sin, and save your soul. But he also saved you for the purpose of God. Amen. He predetermined to make you in the image of his son. And brother, that's the power of God tonight. How can I be like him tonight? Amen. Only because he lives in me and through me, and he conforms me in that way. And it's amazing tonight. Thank God, how, my friend, how, thank God, a man can be so lost and then be found and have such a change in him tonight. Thank God that God lives in him now, and God's making him like himself. Amen. It's amazing. Once people say that to you, after you got saved, they seen you different than what they used to. Amen. I remember my grandpa, amen, he got saved. He said over there in the sixth row, amen, one Sunday morning, God came to him, and this was his description. He said, I felt God move in my heart. Amen. Thank God he got saved. I baptized him. Amen. Listen, brother, I'm telling you tonight, he said before he got saved, we went to a little old family reunion. You know how them things are. Amen. I love the people. Sometimes there's a lot of people that ain't God like born again people. Amen. And he said, now listen, he said, old Joey, he said, now he don't talk like he used to, and he don't act like he used to, and this is what he said, he's got religious, amen. That's why he said he's got religious, amen. I'm glad, thank God he seen something, but I wasn't religious. I saved, amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you, brethren, listen, you know why they said that? Because they can look at your life, and they can see a difference in what you used to be. Amen. Listen, brother, we ain't living two lives. Amen. We're living one in him. Amen. Thank God, what you see is what you get. Amen. And brethren, thank God, I'm glad for my born again salvation. We went down to that little old meeting this week. It was a good meeting. I enjoyed it and enjoyed preaching. Amen. And people exemplified the love of God to us. Amen. On Tuesday, went down and seen. Amen. My kin people. Amen. They live down in Florida. And me and Brother Shank went down, and I told Brother Shank, I said, they're all right people. They'll use some, amen, some language. Amen. You know what I mean. Amen. That's just their nature. Amen. We got in there, and they was using it some. Amen. Even around the table, they said a couple of them. Amen. Thank God. Listen, you know what? You say, what did you feel like when you left? Stronger. You say, how you get that, preacher? I don't know. I can't tell you, but the strength of God was in me, and I felt stronger when I left. You say, why? Because I knew, thank God, God had grace, had given me grace, and I don't have to do that. Amen. It reminded me again where he brought me from. It reminded me again that, listen, thank God, I'm no better than nobody. It's the grace of God. Amen, buddy. It ain't me. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. We stayed in there a little while, about 2.5-3 hours, talked to him. Amen. Thank God we didn't have to say no foul language. Amen. We didn't have to tell no off-color jokes. Amen. Just talk to him. Amen. They might have tried to, thank God, amen, say a few things here and there. Amen. It maybe wasn't as proper as what we'd think. Brother, and I'm telling you, you know what I did? I got in the car and I said, Lord, have mercy on them. Amen. I love them people. Oh, God, I want to see you touch them. I'd love to see them, brother. Yeah, bless my heart. I ain't got to walk back in that house. Amen. That old boy around the table is a friend of mine. Listen, I ain't got, and he said, I just want to have prayer. I ain't got to even ask him, could we pray? Amen. And he said, yeah, go ahead, be fine. Amen. And we had a little prayer there to me. But brother, you know what? Be a whole lot better is to go in there and say, I'm going to have to pray. Amen. I want to have the blessing. Amen. I want to pray. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, thank God. I think, amen, I'd take a lap. Amen. I'm telling you, I say, boys, excuse me. I tell you, I've done been blessed so much, I think I'm going to take a lap around your yard. Amen, brother. Thank God. I'm telling you, it's amazing what God will do for an individual when he gets sent them. And brother, change them. He'll change the way they think. Amen. They'll think different than what they did. Amen. I like what old brother Larry said. Amen. That night out here, thank God, I'm telling them about it. I said, this man come down here, amen, from up north, amen. Thank God, never had heard no preaching. Amen. Had been raised in Episcopalian. Amen. Thank God, friend, come down here. Amen. I could tell he got a little aggravated. Amen. At some of the things. Amen. But thank God, God got in his heart and started turning his hand in it. Amen. Thank God, brother, listen. Thank God, it got real in him. Amen. He said he got saved. I said he'd never give out. Amen. Thank God, I like what he said. Amen. These brethren helped him get in the car. And I said, Brother Larry, I love you. He said, I love you too, and I love the church. He said, but I didn't used to. Amen. That's right, too, brother. Thank God, no man ever laid to love the people of God until the Holy Spirit comes in them. Amen. Listen, you can be around, brother, but I'm thank God, you can get around religious people, won't bother you. But you get around where God's at, and it'll bother you. It'll get on you. Amen. Because, thank God, he's a telling you, thank God, you need to make a turn. Amen. Oh, God, brother, listen. Sinners ought to know we love them. Sinners ought to know, thank God, we care for them. But sinners ought not feel comfortable. Amen. Amongst us, thank God, in the meeting house, thank God, they ought to know, thank God, there's a difference. And they want it too. Amen. I'm telling you what we have, they ought to want. And God, I'm telling you, brother, he done it for us. And they can be one of them tonight if they'll come. Amen. That's right. Buddy, he offered himself one time. Listen, Jesus didn't die in vain. He died to save. Are you hearing me? Jesus Christ died to save you. He did. In fact, redemption is on the cross. That's where he paid the price to buy you. He knew who he was getting because the Father gave him to him. And brother, I know people fall out this. It just don't matter to me no more. Everybody said, well, I can't have you to preach for me because you believe that, I'd say, that's up to you. That's up to you. Thank God, I'm telling you, I'm just that way now. I try to use good sense when I go preach. Amen. And I try to use, amen, what the Holy Ghost tells me. Amen. But I'm telling you, I'm amongst family today. Amen. I mean local family. Amen. I mean real family. Amen. Brother, the Bible said, as all the Father give me, all the Father give me shall come to me. Ain't no wiggle room in it. Amen. Thank God, in whom I foreknew, I also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of my Son, whom I foreknew, them I called. Hey, God, I called them. Them I called, I justified. And them that I justified, I glorified. Amen. You ain't saying I done the whole deal. Amen. Every bit of it, thank God. I foreknew them. Thank God, foreknew means I knew them, thank God, a long time. Amen. Foreknew. Amen. And this wasn't recent. Amen. Thank God, it was a foreknowing. He foreknew. Foreknowledge, amen, in the people. It was whom he foreknew, not what he foreknew. You said it this morning. Amen. It's whom he foreknew. Thank God, whom he foreknew. Brethren, the foreknowledge of God. Amen. Peter talked about it. Amen. Listen, thank God. And these people say, well, God foreknew you'd do this. I didn't do nothing. Present the sinner. Amen. It wasn't what I'd done, it's what he done. He offered himself once. It's a finished work. What gets me into that? The faith of God does. The new birth. Amen. Repentance does. And every one of them get to God. If somebody gets saved, they might come here and pray. But still, it's an act of God in them. Amen. You say, how you know that? Because I know it. Amen. How you know you see? Because you see. Amen. I can visibly see, Brother Todd. I know it. Thank God this boy's got on a shirt tonight, says rise above. Amen. Why? Because I can see it. Amen. If I was blind, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see God nor his way until he opened my eyes. Amen. Thank God. That's right, isn't it? He had to open your eyes. Glory to God. You'd never get away from me. I said, if you got the goods in you, you'd never run down to somebody saying, would you believe this here in the Bible and repeat after me? That ain't no salvation in that. Salvation, not in profession. It's in born again salvation. It's in Christ. Thank God, he come to save sinners. It's in a person. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Amen. The only thing I know is he told me and I believed him. Amen. Thank God, and I believed him under the saving of my soul. And when I was hungry for the truth, amen, the truth came to me. Amen. It's got to come to you before you come to it. Amen. Everything's like that. He loved you before you loved him. He came to you before you came to him. Amen. Everything's like that. He comes to you before you ever come to him. Amen. You can't come to him unless he comes. Amen. John 6:44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Listen, friend, it's immediate. When you get saved, it's immediate. Amen. These people preach this progressive salvation, they're preaching a lie. You can't walk in a lie. Listen to me, I'm going to give you this and you can think on it at the house. How can a dead man seek God unless he's come to him and opened his understanding and his need for God? Lazarus, could you imagine when Lazarus in the tomb 4 days? Amen. One of them, amen. Hey, God went out there and said, hey, Lazarus, you need to get out of the tomb. He'd still be dead as a hammer. His body. If I could have said, Todd, Brother Todd, we went out to Lazarus' tomb and said, hey, I'm going to read to you if you don't mind. We give you Romans Road. John 3:16. I'm going to read this to you, Lazarus. Maybe they get you out. Boy, we're getting down to it now. Ain't but one way to get him out. And that's Jesus get him out. Amen. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. When he called his name, thank God he's awakened. It's quickened. Thank God he floated out of the tomb. Amen. He was alive too. Amen. He wasn't dead no more. Glory to God. He was alive. Amen. Thank God he got out, brother. And listen. Amen. If you ever get called, thank God you're coming out. Amen. You ain't got, he didn't say if you want to. He said, Lazarus, come out. Come forth. Amen. He come forth, brother. And listen, it's a miracle tonight. Ain't God no more. I can cut down this stuff. Amen. And cut down everything but God. Amen. We're better off. Amen. You see, we ain't going to see as much. Oh, yeah, we'll see God's stuff. We might not see. Ain't got a lot of man's stuff. But we'll see a whole lot of God's stuff. Ain't God, when we're backed up in the corner and we know he has to do it. And if he don't do it, they ain't getting in, amen. I ain't worried about that. The devil told me when I started preaching grace giving above a tenth, the devil said, them people quit giving the way they ought to. I said, well, I'm preaching the truth. I don't know why are you telling me that, because I know God's bigger than that. Listen, we got more now than what we had. But if everything come out, I'm still preaching the truth. Grace giving means I'm going to give as God's prospered me. I'm going to give willingly and I'm going to give cheerfully. And Jesus is in the dispensation of it. He gave his all. He didn't give a tenth of himself. And you ain't, and listen, he don't want a tenth of you. He got all of you. That blood died. I ain't got that blood shed. Amen. I ain't under bondage tonight. I ain't got people my hand around people's necks. Ain't God saying, you better do this. I'm telling you, he don't even do that. He ain't come to you and tell you I need your money. He don't need it. And this is what he'll say. If you won't bless bountifully, thank God, give bountifully. If you won't bless sparingly, give sparingly. I ain't in the boundaries of that. Amen. I've been made alive, thank God. Amen. They didn't take an offering off of Lazarus when he got out. Amen. They took the grave clothes off of him. Amen. Loose him and let him go. Ain't that right? Amen, brother. Amen. I'm going to tell you, money runs a lot of churches. Well, you got to, God set it up that we have it. But the blessing is when you give, God blesses you back. Amen. You ain't going to give him. Amen. Ain't God, you give, I'll give. God says, you give, I'll give. Amen. I'll put it in somebody else to give. Give to somebody that can't give it back to you. So I can bless somebody else to give to you. That's exactly right. It's a blessing. Thank God this ain't religious bondage. Going through a bunch of religious rules. That ain't no joy in. It's knowing him, thank God. It's being at freedom with him. That's what it is. And brother, listen, he offered himself for that, amen. Could you imagine Jesus offering himself and saying, all right, now you go join the Baptist church. You give a tenth of your income. You read your Bible twice a day. But Jesus said, I love you. I want you to talk to me and I want to talk to you. It's a relationship. And I want to bless you today. And it ain't cause you done anything for me. It's just cause you, I love you. And he'll say, brother, you go help that man. And I'll do it and because of his grace and his voice. And God will say, they'll see Jesus in you because of that. Cause you didn't have to. When you have to, it becomes bondage. Now, sometimes we got to make ourselves do things. Don't take that away. But the fact of it is, the Christian life is not living I have to. It's I want to. Amen. Brother, he offered himself for that. He offered himself for a people. And we can have the blessings of God. Joy in Jesus Christ. Amen. Happiness, praise God. Listen, he's our friend tonight. There's no greater friend than Jesus. None. You feel better around him because you know he loves you. It ain't good to be around people sometimes that don't love you. We're going to be around people that don't love us sometimes, but the greatest thing is that somebody loves you. You know why you won't be with people that you love? Because they love you. I would want you to be who you are around me. You don't have to put on airs. I don't have to put on airs to be who somebody I'm not. Be who you are.
Amen. Let God help you. Bless the, he give himself for you. It's all about relationship. It's about having a relationship with him. Amen. Thank God we ought to reverence him. We ought to love him. But brethren, he gave himself to have that with you. He gave himself to have that with me. God bless it. Amen. Thank you for listening tonight. Amen. A little scattered, but it was truth. Amen. Bless you, the Lord. Let's stand. We'll have a word of prayer. Remember Wednesday night prayer meeting. Hope you'll be here Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for prayer meeting. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Amen. I appreciate you. Amen. Brother Keith, little Keith, pray for us tonight.